My name is Jasmine Loudy, and I'm a member of English Honor Society at Fairfax High School in Fairfax, Virginia. Today is November 14th, 2017, and I am having a conversation with Gail Wade in the library at Fairfax High School for the Great Thanksgiving Lesson. In this clip, Ms. Wade talks about what it was like living in a small island in Alaska.
Very different from here. I grew up on a little island. There were 4,000 people there. I was just talking to one of the other participants that was saying, in the days when we were in high school, Fairfax High School here at that time was an all-white high school. In Ketchikan, I grew up going to school with kids who were Native Alaskan Eskimos, Native Indians from the local area, Japanese Americans, so it was a microcosm of what you have today, where it's such an international community. The only sport we had was basketball, because my high school graduating class had 72 kids in it. And so you couldn't field a football team, and there was no area that was large enough to have a football field. It's very mountainous, and I don't know if either of you have been to Alaska, but it looks a lot like the pictures of Norway, where the mountains go right up from the water. You knew everybody in town.
Oh, that's so cool.
And it was, my daughter spent a year in Scotland when she was in college, and she came back and complained, not so much about it being cold and not so much about it being wet, but it was dark all the time, she said. And the same thing's true in Alaska, because you're so far north. I remember getting up when it was dark, going to school, and coming home, and it would be dark when you get home already. And in those days, we didn't heat the second floor of the house because it was so expensive to heat it. And so you'd sleep under stacks of blankets, and you'd be exhausted when you got up from the morning from just turning. When they invented electric blankets, that made a huge difference to us.
Okay. What were you like as a child, and how was your family life?
I think I was probably, I think of myself as being quiet. A friend of mine said one time that as I get older, I get more extroverted. My mother was a teacher, and so reading was tremendously important. We read all the time. And I've often thought, as I got older, and I lived in New York City for years, but it wasn't like I didn't know anything about New York, because I'd read so much about it. And I spent a week in London one time, and it was like going home. I've always loved British mysteries, and so it was like going back to something familiar. I think reading, even if you grow up in a very isolated community like that, reading brings the whole world to you.
Are there any funny stories people tell about you from when you're growing up?
That's an interesting story. My brother, who's younger than I, we all went to college in Washington State. In those days, there was only one college in Alaska, and it was a lot further north, and I knew I didn't want to go any place that was colder and darker than where I already lived. So we all went to college in the south, and then he went to law school at Duke. And at the time, we were living in New York. My husband and I were living in New York City, and we loved New York. My brother couldn't wait to get out of New York. And he's back in this little town. He loves that kind of life. Can't imagine living in any place else. But he called me the other day and was asking me if I remembered, in that little town, the big celebration was 4th of July, and when fishing was still an important industry there, during the summer, the seiners could only fish from Monday to Friday. They'd come in and load up supplies on their boats, sell the fish that they'd caught. But 4th of July, they'd close down the whole downtown area, and everybody in town would participate. It's kind of like the Fairfax City Parade, if you've been to that, where, and every Girl Scout troop marches in it, that kind of thing happened too. Anyway, my brother called me and he was reminding me that I had talked him into marching in the parade. I don't know if you've seen the old movie, The King and I, the musical. You've got to look it up and see it. It's a wonderful Rodgers and Hammerstein musical. And in it, there's a character that plays the King of Siam. Yul Brynner played it. And his head is shaved, and he wears like a satin bolero jacket and puffy trousers. And so I talked my brother he was 7 years younger, so I could talk him into things. I talked him into letting me make him the costume, and he marched all through Ketchikan in this costume, and now he's this respected older attorney, and that picture is still out there lurking someplace.
Did you like school? Why or why not?
I did. I like school, and I think I was fortunate because in Alaska still, I believe, but certainly when I was growing up there, there were not a lot of people who went on to college. A lot of people quit after high school. There's a lot of outdoor work, and not a lot of people are saying, I really want a job where I can work in an office. From the time I was young, my mom just, there was no question but what we would go to college. Mm-hmm. And I've often thought probably out of the 70 some kids I graduated with, there were probably no more than 8 who graduated from college. I mean, people just didn't. It's expensive to go to another state to go to school, and it just wasn't so much a part of your life. And I love to read. My daughter is a school librarian, and I was a school teacher. My mother was a school teacher. And I still think the most important thing that any child can learn is to love to read. Because if you learn to read and you find it's not a chore, it's something you enjoy, everything else comes easy.